I used to.
It's not much different when I sit or stand. I'm not very tall.
Can you stand up in the chairs?
In the other one, yeah.
In the other kind of chairs.
Just Shabbat Badar, a Kodesh Baruch Hu, that we're Baruch Hashem, the Zoycha, to be in the new place of Mezrash. Yes, Hashem, to use the world for Torah, for Tzela. We should all have an Aliyah. When they finish.
Rob didn't say
huh?
Rob didn't say this morning when he gave the question. Somebody mentioned. Somebody mentioned to Rob when he gave us 2 minutes to wrap at the beginning.
Last week we discussed a lot about not so much last week. Okay. We have been discussing Dabba Moisid Hevel. Okay. Crockpot is something we're going to discuss. We're not going to discuss it yet. Okay. We're still going to get some more of the background each, and then we'll come back to the crockpot at the end. Okay.
You're right.
Too close.
What's going on?
I don't like him.
Yeah, but you always sit in front of him. You're in orange juice now.
Okay, right.
So, where are we? Right. Adava HaMoisiv Hevel. No, sorry. Adava Sha'ina Moisiv Hevel, right? Remember, we've discussed something called Adava HaMoisiv Hevel and Adava Sha'ina Moisiv Hevel. Just to remind ourselves, Adava HaMoisiv Hevel is something where it adds heat to the food. It makes the food get hotter, right? Instead, nowadays, that's by a hot plate. If you cover the pot, which is on the hot plate, the combination of the clothing or whatever you're using to do that mono, the aluminium foil, whatever it is, you know, that itself, it doesn't add heat, but because you've got the source of heat underneath, that makes it get hot, and that will add heat to the food. Okay, that was also even air sambas. Something which doesn't add heat, is only a problem of hatmana on Shabbos itself. And again, we're talking about where the whole thing is covered. Yeah, we're not getting involved in that today.
What about covering for Chagim? Not exist, right?
For Yom Tov, yeah, no problem about hatmana.
Do with it.
Right. Okay. Fine. Right. Okay. So it's the same rules as we've discussed. That hatmana is only when, at least we hold, it's only when you cover the whole thing. Yeah. Even though we said the machaber and the chazan ish hold that a mixas hatmana is also hatmana. The minhag going is not like that. Yeah. It's only when you cover the whole thing. Okay. Now what happens? Let's say you did hatmana. Yeah. You covered the whole thing, and now you realize that you actually want to add to it. You want to make it put another layer on top of that. So you already did hatmana once, yeah? Can you add another layer to it? Whatever. Let's say it was
It's not
Masikah. Yeah, the whole discussion today is, unless I say otherwise, is davar she'ena masikah. Yeah. Okay. So would you be able to add to it?
It's already
covered. Yeah. You did the whole thing on Shabbos. Can you add to it?
So right now, we only can answer if we remember in first place why we cannot do it.
Okay. When you come to last money, you might find that your food is cold, and there's a chash that you're going to heat it up, you're going to warm it up.
Right.
Yeah? And then maybe play with the coals also. Okay?
Right.
So here you already did hatmana. Okay?
You're not allowed to.
No, you are allowed to do it. Sorry, you're right. Thank you for correcting me. Just checking everyone's.
You did before Shabbos.
You did before Shabbos, right. Hatmana itself on Shabbos is also.
You would like to
ask again. Yes, right. By Dabat Shemoisiv Hevel, that's also even Erev Shabbos. Dabat She'ena Moisiv Hevel is also on Shabbos, but it's Mutar on Erev Shabbos. So you did this, you covered this on Erev Shabbos. Shabbos comes on Shabbos, you realize, actually, whatever the visitors are coming later, yeah, I want to keep it hotter, yeah. Can you do and add an extra layer now?
I think not.
Okay. Well, the question is say yes. Once you've done an act of hatmana, adding to it is not.
I'm going to say. Just
Okay.
No, I think that would look good.
Yeah. Right. Right. So once you've done Hazmana, you can add to Hazmana. You can even, there's other Kiddushim also. You can even take it off and put a different one on. Even if this one fell off, you can put it back on. You can even take it off deliberately, put it back on. Once you've done Hazmana, as you pointed out, thank you again. Once you did an Erev Shabbos, the next Shabbos being Mutzvan, and then there's no problem of adding to it or taking it off.
Add you again. That's okay. Afternoon it fell off, or it's off and finished mushrooms.
Often men's trust is the problem, right?
No.
You did it. You did everything you were supposed to do, but the way
When Thomas came in and was off, we hold that it's a problem.
The thing how you explain it, I right now lost the reason why we could not do it. The total reason. Because right now, if he would not say, even if it fell off, put him back, I would be happy. Because, okay, second layer, whatever. But when you fall off, start to cover it again. This I don't understand. Why?
But once it's fallen off already?
Yeah, why? Such magic I did before? Some my kabana already, my...
See, the way Chazal set up the gather is, if this was mutman, insulated on when Shabbos came in, then you're okay. Yeah? So you can't insulate from a fresh.
Where is the reason gone?
You know, okay, sometimes, as we know, Chazal don't always, as you always like to tell me, Chazal don't always, the reason is just maybe why they set it up in the first place, right? Exactly how they did it, the reasons don't always go hand in hand, right? Yeah, up there. Okay. Okay.
But the thing is, if you put on a lot of Dobar Shiri, then it's like Musi Pebble. Meaning,
why? It's never going to add heat. Okay, all it's going to do is preserve the heat. It can never add heat. Dabar Moisif Hevel, don't forget, Dabar Moisif Hevel is something which, again, right, we're not really aware of such a thing, but it's something which, it itself is like a heat source then. So this thing is injecting heat into the pot, into the food. The other way around, Dabar Sha'ina Moisif Hevel, even if you've got layers and layers and layers, it's never adding heat to the thing, it's just stopping the heat from going out.
No, the thing is on the Adnit, I mean, it's the question we've addressed before. The stand technically does not add heat, otherwise all the beaches would be on fire all night, not just during the day. I mean, it seems to me it's something that's more like...
I'm not sure what the material is. I think Gershwin was quite understood with that. We were just talking about you. The one who knows exactly the science of how stands is a double moisture table which generates heat.
Some stuff, it's a glass.
I don't know how it's absorbing heat from the sun.
Yes,
it generates heat and then it can make something else hotter.
It takes heat from the sun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It does do that?
Yeah, but it's nice.
From the sun, it can pass them.
Of course it can.
If it wasn't in the sand, it wouldn't be able to do that.
Once it's heated up, it transfers that.
If you put it in this room over here,
sand is like it's like okay. The glass. If you put the thing in glass, it heats up, right? It's not hot.
That's okay.
Okay.
Sand is like accumulated.
So
you charge it and then it starts to charge.
Okay. I don't know what you're saying. I don't know what this is. The Maaseh Chazal tell us that these things could create heat. Yeah? So if they're saying there's some kind of reaction there, I don't know. The mice nowadays we don't really have these things. So, yeah? The way we have it is, as we said, with that you have a hot place and you cover that with blankets, so then you can hear that the blankets are also giving heat into the pot. No, so then we can understand.
I think kosh is one of the things. Straw is one of the things. It's a lot of this.
So that's what I was saying. When we talk about kosh, I believe we're talking about a composting. Composting heat will actually.
No, I think kosh is one of the things that does not have heat.
Kosh is.
This is over there.
The answer would be the one that when it's a composting heat, it's
right. No, that
and one. When it's not, so then it's not.
So just working it out, it's just asking. But if you take something that's not mostly covered and you put a lot of it on there, it would seemingly be something that's in a way that.
not adding heat, and all it can do is insulate. So it's a better insulation.
Okay. Yeah, Kash is not. Kash is not.
It's not a. That's what I'm saying. If you put
okay. Right. All right. Okay. So with the exact materials, we're not sure. We're with the moment we've got eminence for something.
It's not complicated at all. If you've got a substance A,
yeah,
and it passes heat onto B,
it happens.
Just doesn't it?
Yeah.
Passes onto heat B. And B gets a cooler temperature than that, but inside B, it's got stuff that gets excited by this.
Yeah.
And go off, and it generates its own internal heat as well.
It's the reaction of the.
And the reaction, and then B becomes hot.
The insulator with
goes back to heat up A. That's what that kind of. So something like.
You're saying it's a heat reflector?
Not more.
No, not reflected. Not reflected. Internal, and then it excites itself, and it combusts inside itself.
Yeah, it's beyond me. Okay. Okay.
Right, I was wondering, they're talking right now about proper proper food not talking at all about the things we put on top of
For our intents and purposes, when we say that manna means fully covered. Okay, fine. I lost the plot. Where were we?
It's larger.
You could add more.
Okay, so again, right, we said if you did have manna before Shabbos, you can, on Shabbos, even though you can't do it normally, you can't do Hanuman on Shabbos. If you did do it before Shabbos, you can add to it. You can change it to a more insulating type. Yeah, if it fell off, you can put it back on.
Completely covered?
Yeah, completely covered. If it's not completely covered, then there's never side, right?
Okay, so right now I would like to ask you a practical question.
Yeah.
Without theory.
I'm listening.
Nobody specify the parameter of my covering. How thick is it, how thin is it, right?
Yeah, so we said it doesn't make a difference.
Right now, based on this rule, what I can do, I really don't like that my foot would be very, very, under very heavy covering all night, because it can spoil my foot. Sometimes it's not healthy. So what I want to cover it with very, very light material, which actually doing nothing.
Yeah.
And then, during the day, I will bring real covering.
Is it my trick
will work or not?
Yeah, as long as that's the way I say it, as long as it is doing something, then it's the same.
Good.
Yeah?
Then you can add.
You can add to it. Okay.
But the serious
one. Aunt Charlotte, you took it out.
Yes.
Yes, he said that. Yes, why? Please don't say why.
Okay.
I want explanation.
Okay. No, okay, we said, the way Chazal set it up was, once you do that mana, then that's called mutman and you're okay.
It's very interesting in this class as why, because now every time you have so good...
Well, at least I don't always have reasons. Okay, I'm sure Chazal understood.
I never give compliments, okay, fine.
Just we discussed before that if you were to do that mana, if you were to cover the whole thing up, but your intentions are not to keep this thing warm, they're rather to stop the flies from coming, stop it from getting dirty, then that's okay. That's only when your intentions are for Atman. Okay. Then, what about, let's say someone wants to use a hot water bottle. So the way you've got the hot water bottle, and then you normally cover it. You often cover it. It's got like a cover for it, or you want to put it underneath a blanket, let's say, when a person wants to go to sleep to keep yourself warm. Would that be? Is that a problem with Atmana or not?
The hot water bottle was poured before Shabbos.
Let's say yes.
Okay. And then you want to take it in, put it under a blanket with the person.
Yeah. So it's going to be it's going to be fully covered. Yeah. Or sometimes you also have those little. Those things that whatever those things are called, that fits slightly around it.
Yeah,
and then my mother has one.
I don't see any problem with it.
Why?
Because right now it's first of all not related to any age whatsoever.
That's so what? What one on Shabbos is when it's all on the fire.
Yeah. Right now. And because it was cooked already, I practically only protect this.
He's saying it because it's a full container.
But it's already covered.
No, it's not covered. It's not covered.
Again.
You've got a hot water bottle. Now you want to cover that on Shabbos. Yeah, yeah, it's not
Mutman?
No.
No. Because it's
battle.
Wait, you don't have a separate layer on top. That's what you mean?
But it itself is a wrapping around the hot water.
Okay, but that's like the tea. That's a rip. What's the difference between that and a pot?
So you're asking,
that's the pot.
That is the pot,
right? That hatmana is when I've got a at least the hatmana we're talking about now, the hatmana on Shabbos, where double shaking makes the pepper. I've got a pot of chorus on the stove. Right?
The hot water is the food.
Yeah. I've got a pot on the stove, yeah. I've got my chorus in a pot on the stove. Yeah. I take it off, or the, yeah, and I want to wrap it up.
Yes.
Yeah, it's not on the fire, because otherwise you've been to other problems of double shaking makes the pepper, right? It's not on the fire. I wrap it up, that's the problem on Shabbos.
Yes.
So we're saying this now is a similar structure. I take the hot water bottle.
Well, let's do it.
Let's
not water bottle. What? We have glass bottle with hot water. Stop
it. Yeah, you have the same thing.
Then you won't have.
Oh, okay. That's what we're going to get to. Very good. Okay. Okay. Whether it's a glass bottle, whether it's a hot water bottle. Yeah, just saying the hot water bottle is a more prominent scenario, right?
Fine.
Okay. Very good. That's what we wanted to get to, right? Okay. So again, you've got the hot water bottle, which is your container. You pour, you take it to the urn, you pour from the urn inside, yeah, okay, and then you want to, let's say you want to put it into this, whatever it's called, the sleeve of the, for the hot water bottle, right, and that's fully wrapped for all intents and purposes, right, okay, is that mutar? Okay, so it's mutar. Why is it mutar? Okay, because there is, in klisheni, there's no problem about hatmana, okay. This? Okay, but maybe right. Okay, ignoring that. Right. Okay. Right. Ignoring that. Okay. So it's a T-shaining. There's no problem with mana. Why not? So it's machlok is Rashi and Rambam. Okay. Rashi says the fact that I put something into a kisheni, yeah, take it away from a kirishon space. You said a kirishon is, it was on the fire, still got the heat in the funnels, right? Even though maybe you didn't understand it 100%. But the fact that you transferred this into a kisheni, that shows me I'm not really so interested in the heat. Yeah? I'm not so interested in the heat. In fact, I'm not so interested in the heat, because I won't go there. It was enough that you won't go there. The fact that I transferred it into a kisheni,
Okay, good.
I'm not so interested in the heat, and therefore, Chazal won't go easy. Okay? Okay.
No, what?
Doesn't make any sense.
Because in a hot water bottle.
Because there's other reasons why you do it.
Hot water anymore. Hell is it? Why are you covering?
No, very good. Hold on. Okay, that's Rashi. The Rambam just says it's got the din of tzoyne. It's got the din of something cold. Once it's in a kishene, it's got the din of something which is cold. And actually, I forgot to tell you, but there's no problem of hatmana on Shabbos. By a davar she'ena moisekevel by something cold. The whole today was only by something which is hot. Only by hot food. Such was that you come to find it cold. And you'll heat it up. Okay? By something which is cold, there's no problem. So let's say you've got something inside the freezer and you want to help defrost. Okay, that might be more. Okay, ignore that one actually. Let's say it's in the fridge. Yeah? And it's very, very cold and you want to take the chill off. So there's no problem with full hatman on that thing. Again, not in the Zabah Hamoisa level, in the Zabah She'ina Moisa level. Perfectly okay. Okay? There's no Ista Batmana by something which is cold. So Rambam says, once it's in a klisheni, it has the status, has the din of something cold.
This ain't.
Okay?
This ain't.
So that's how Chazal would like to do it.
How we treat klisheni in first place. We treat most of the times that it starts in a hot water
bottle. Qualities of keeping the heat.
Okay, very good. Okay, hold on. Okay? Okay. So let's according to that, we've got these two shittas, right? The two reasons, the Rambam and Rashi. Okay. So now you're pouring it into a hot water bottle, and especially if you say that, like you're saying, that it itself is keeps it warm, and especially if you want to put something on it, yeah? According to Rashi, the Chayra should be awesome. Yeah, according to Rashi, you're pouring into the hot water bottle, it should be awesome because you have no intention of cooling it. Yeah? Right? So it should be awesome according to Rashi. Yeah.
Based on what you're
doing. You want to. Yeah. That's what. Yeah. Okay. According to the Rambam, there would be mutter.
You just said it was a pot.
Yeah.
You said the hot water bottle was a pot.
Yeah. Okay. But over here, the fact that. Okay, but the fact that you, we're saying, yeah, in a regular pot there's no problem, but if you're putting it into a pot which itself has like a whole mechanism to keep it warm, who says that that would be okay?
No,
according to Rashi.
But you didn't understand Rashi properly.
By what I'm saying?
Off of the fire, you can put it into a cushion pot.
Right. Right, okay, yeah, that's a pot, that's called a container. Over here, if the whole point of this thing is to keep it warm, yeah, which it is, right? So then, I don't see this gilu das of the person that he wants that he's happy for it to be cooled, and that there should be no chashash about one.
I did.
Yeah?
I did. Also, can understand Rashi.
So we're just a minute.
Work this out in my head. If you were to take food out of a pot that was on fire,
yeah,
and put it directly into
into the blanket.
Stuff.
So it depends. Why are you doing it over there?
It's not in a pot.
Okay, but why are you doing it over there?
You're not becoming. Keep it
hot. Right. So if your intention is to keep it hot, then the choy, that would be, according to Rashi, that would be a problem. According to Rashi, that would also be a problem. Yeah. According to Rambam, it would be okay. Because Rambam holds that the moment something gets into a tisheni that has a status of okay, that's the cleaner.
What's the cleaner?
The blanket. Yeah.
So now you can't wrap the blankets around
with the second one? Well, according to the Rambam or according to
Rashi? Not to anybody.
According to the Rambam would be okay, because that's now that your blanket is like a tisheni, and there's no problem with mana. It has the status of being cold, and there's no problem with mana on something which is cold. So according to the Rambam, everything's good.
According to the Rambam, if you ever wanted a rat on your Shabbos, the trick would be
tisheni. Yeah, or put into a tisheni. Okay, put it to everyone.
Maybe there's not argument between Rashi and Rambam, because you can understand Rashi a little bit differently. When Rashi said you're not interested in war,
yeah,
it doesn't mean that I don't care. It will be cold or not. It means like Tosis, that you're right now putting.
Tosis, we didn't mention Tosis.
No, Rashi.
I know, we didn't mention Tosis.
I didn't mention Tosis right now. If it will be another minute,
okay.
Is Russia like Tosfos? Because when Tosfos defined cliché, he said, what's special about cliché?
Yeah.
Because temperature will go like this. It is shit of Tosfos. It is why we call cliché. So right now, Russia is telling us, when you put in cliché, not that you're not interesting, but it will drop. And as soon as it's dropping, it's like Rambam said, you're not interesting anymore. It will drop.
Okay, the Russian rush is not so much more like that, though. Yeah?
It's not
as much more that it's showing, I can't remember exactly what he said, but he's megaleh his da'as that he's not interested in it.
So like,
yeah, not just that it's a drop in temperature. Okay?
But you're putting Russia in a very difficult situation.
Well, no, it's a great way. We know it's not difficult.
You let me tell you why you're rapping.
Yeah.
Because you will ask Russia, why is he rapping?
Yeah.
You cannot write divine from flies.
Let's say that.
It's not the same.
No,
he rapping, yeah. And Russia said, you're rapping, you idiot. Russia never will tell me that. I'm rapping because I'm interested in heat.
It depends why. No, why? It depends why you're doing it for.
Why? Flies? You're not talking about flies. Right now, it's no flies.
Okay, so then I probably don't be awesome.
So Russia should tell, not like that. Russia should tell. If against flies, do it. If not flies, not do it.
Flies.
Yes.
No, we're just in the
on the rubber. And it's touching your skin. It's too hot.
Right.
So the things, you don't want to suffer. So the thing around it keeps it against your skin, and it doesn't burn your skin because you've got this material on it.
Yeah.
Rashi might say, there's no problem. If you take the bottle with the cover already on it, which is most of the time you on it anyway, and then you put all the water.
Yeah, that would be the same. Right, I understand. Yeah.
Okay.
One second, would that be the same? Yeah, I'm not sure that would be the same. According to Rashi,
it's the key. That's the key.
That,
the whole thing.
You're saying that would be bottled to clean out? Could be.
A thermos flask.
Okay, but what's the time?
On Shabbos, we have this thing which allows you to take it out of the fridge and put it in the stove and cover it, put the cover on it, kind of like a little bit.
Okay.
According to Rashi, that's also a problem because it's fully covered on it.
No, that's the clear. That's the clear of the thing. Okay. So let's just.
And according to Rashi, were you to take the water out of the urn into
a cup and then into
Okay. So the matter, we know that hot water, water is mutter. Okay. So there are.
What's that wrapper?
How many? One second.
It's very hot. You don't cover like that. You can only cover when you put
only one side. Okay. So the matter, but it could be hold like the Rambam. Yes. In which case it has the din of a klisheni. Therefore, it's going to be mutter. Okay.
Right.
Yeah, that's what that's it over there. Okay. Now, what about a similar scenario? If you have a flask, a thermos flask, right? Okay. So then, the chayos you should have you be into a similar shaila. Yeah. According to the Rashi, yeah, it shouldn't be mutter because your intentions when you pour in this thing.
What is
this
thermostat?
Not thermostat. Thermos flask.
Thermos flask. What are you doing to this?
You're pouring the water inside.
And then you cover it.
No. Okay. So even that. Even let's say not covering yet. You didn't cover it yet, but the way you can correct me if I'm wrong, but there's like an insulation on the thermoflask itself. Right? Okay. So would that be acceptable or not?
Acceptable because there's air between these two.
Yeah, but that's how that you see that obviously made a bedafka like that.
Vacuum.
I mean, we said the air is only a thing if it's a
vacuum.
No, there's something between these.
Inside
is just two. There's clay and around
side. That airspace is probably not enough, right? Because they made a bedakka like that to keep it warm. Okay, so is that going to be acceptable or not? Okay. So according to Rashi, it shouldn't help, right? Because I don't see any gilu dance that I wanted to cool down. I wanted to stay warm. Yeah. So according to Rashi, it's a problem.
What's the problem?
Yeah. Let's say you got. Yeah, because it's supposed to say maybe the outside layer of the thermos itself is an insulator.
Yeah,
so not like you were suggesting.
It's a silver thing which has got the actual, it's like two kilos. That would be like glass thing and the metal's already wrapped.
Holding
the pot outside of you have your urn and holding the pot wrapped up in a towel.
Right. Okay.
But what's insulating otherwise? No, the insulation is the bottle inside, which is made of glass, right?
Okay.
It's a double glass. And inside the machine glass is a vacuum.
Okay, so the second layer of glass then is made of insulation. Oh, no, very good. You already gave the answer. Very good. Okay. So the husband said two reasons why it's mutter. One is we hold the Ikalite right there, and the other one is like Mr. William said, look, that's all one clee. The fact that it's clear that's one clee, right? The case where you have a pot and figure out that that's too clean. It's not made that way. It's not how you always take it. This one, the thermos flask is made as one key. That's one key. Therefore, automatically, it's next up as a klisheni, and therefore, it's not, you can do hasmana. It's not hasmana in the first place. So even according to Rashi, it would be mutter according to this.
Yeah.
Good. Okay. Yeah. Just one more point I didn't mention, which is that even though we think hasmana is very important, let's say all these cases, adding, we said that if you did have mana already on Erev Shabbos, there's nothing wrong with adding more layers, or if it fell off you can put it back on. That's only true if the food is fully cooked. Yeah, because if it's not fully cooked, there's a chashash that the fact you're preserving the heat means you might be speeding up the cooking process. Okay, and therefore that would be a problem. Yeah, so again, it's only ever trying if it's fully cooked.
Right.
I'll get some.
Rabbi Chana, he can say cut it.